Morning, midnight prayer watchers. We are coming at you live for our midnight prayer watch time. We are just so excited. It is afternoon where we are at, but it's midnight somewhere in the world today. And so I want to just thank you all for coming back at us, joining us again. As you all have seen this season, we have our wisdom listeners that actually have exclusive access, and they are actually listening into us live as we are taping this pre-recording. So right now, I would like to ask and open up the prayer line to our wisdom listeners. Looks like we have Creed Cole. Are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Creed. How are you today?
Amazing. I feel good. I feel really good.
Well, thank you for joining us. Do you have a prayer request, or is there anything you'd like to share about honoring your parents that you want us to uplift for you?
Yes, I will say y'all this. I have a parent who I think I've been putting unrealistic, well, both my parents, I think I've been putting maybe unrealistic expectations on them. And I think that, I don't know. One, I think that I was dependent on for a long time, and I think now it's reversed, and I got to deal with that. And I think also, like I said yesterday, we quite often get into these conversations where I think I go into a lot of disrespect, not like in a verbal way, but I leave through these open ended questions. Where I know they're going to go down rabbit holes. But, you know, I'm also in the behavioral healthcare arena. So I just, like, I do that with my clients sometimes. So I know things, and I really want them to open up. I want them to be aware of things I don't think they're aware of. But I know them being aware of it will be touchy, like, sensitive. And then me being coming from me, you know what I'm saying, it'll come across as me being cynical.
Right.
And then on top of that, it just won't come out good. And I helped for a long time, and I just felt that it's just time, you know, and it's time, but also I don't want to be self-centered, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be feeling like, because it'll validate me or make me feel stuff away. I have to consider everything, and with that, you know, that's just what it is.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I appreciate you, Creed, for joining us and letting us know about what you're facing with your parents today. I think that's definitely something that a lot of people don't like to share or talk about. So really just want to acknowledge your courage and acknowledge your transparency about your situation. I think we had our timer on, Creed, for about 5 minutes there so we could grab your prayer request. But we're going to uplift you in our intercessory prayer time, because I can't imagine how that might be a really deep wound right there with your parents, and trying to identify how is the best way to approach them when there are things that all of our parents think that they know better than us. And so I appreciate that, you know, just giving us some access into what's happening. And I know anyone else that's feeling the same way, you know, there's a scripture that we talked about last week in Ephesians, or rather in Luke, and it was talking about specifically how Jesus had to, like, I don't want to say it like this, but this is how I said it last week. He literally had to hard check Mary, because he was out in the temples learning, doing what he had to do. And to Creed's point, what he was saying is like, hey, there are some things that I know has to get taken care of, or I know better than my parents. And what happened when Mary was like, where did you go? Because he got, well, what Mary and Joseph thought, he was lost, but he wasn't lost. You know, we're talking about the Messiah now. he was on his mission, right? So when he was in the temple and they found him, Mary was like, what happened? You my child, I can't lose you. You the Messiah. You the Messiah. We done lost the Messiah. And then Jesus was like, hold up. You know, I'm about my father's business. And so he was only 12 at that time. And I think a lot of us really just underestimate our true power in authority in our heavenly Father. And that there's this worldly expectation to always follow what our parents say. And it's not that we are disrespectful to our parents, right? And we're going to talk about that in the prayer point tonight as we continue to unpack honoring your parents and the deep mother and father wounds that might be there. But it's also understanding that our parents are divinely appointed for us to raise us in the ways that we should go underneath the heading of Abba Father. But if our parents believe that their authority and their fleshly desires for us overrules being about our Father's business, and our as in that Heavenly Father is not just our Heavenly Father as children, but also their Heavenly Father as parents, then what do you do in that case? And Jesus gave us the example, and he said, lovingly to Mary, how would you think that I would be lost when I am about my Father's business? And so I think that's something that, you know, again, we all have to just stay washed in the word and understand that people believe that wisdom comes with age. And we know, again, this is why I always encourage everybody to stay washed in the word. That is completely false. There's several examples in the word that says that wisdom is a spirit, and a spirit can be endowed upon anyone, not someone that is an old wise sage or old wise senior that, you know, it goes back to what I was saying last week. Solomon was but a young lad when he asked for wisdom and the Lord granted it to him. And he was the king, very young king, and he wanted wisdom because he wanted to make sure he took care of the Lord's people that he was endowed with. And the Lord was like, yeah, that's what's up. I'll give that to you. So he wasn't like, nah, Solomon, you too young. He said, I got you. So this is why we're continuing to unpack this prayer point. So if there's anyone else that has a prayer request, we definitely appreciate you adding it into the comment section. We got you. And again, we invite you during this time of intercessory prayer to just approach the Lord with an open heart and ask him right now to just do some heart surgery and heart searching yourself. If there is a deep mother or father wound, or if there is some conflict in your relationship with your parents, let's approach the throne room together. As we uplift the prayer request that we have received, as well as the one that we received just now from Cole. So, Abba Father, we thank you, Lord, for again this time where you are showing us how much there is just needing to be unearthed as it relates to our mother and father wounds. How much conflict, how much strife, how much even just places of darkness that we have traveled in. And I just ask that you just take hold of our tongue, Lord, take hold of our tongue and allow us, Father, to be in position, right position to speak your word. Your word is truth, Father. You said in your word that you are the only way, the truth and the life. No man comes to you but through Jesus, your son. So I ask right now, Lord, that you will help us to understand the fullness of this commandment in honoring our parents, our father and our mother, and doing it in a way that we don't put ourselves in a position where we are cursing ourselves, but that we continue to respect and walk in the examples that you've given us in your word to do. So we uplift right now Creed that came on and shared his heart with us. And we just ask that you would just send down a fresh anointing in his relationship with his parents. Allow him, Father, to operate in a way that continues to respect his parents, that continues to honor them. And we just ask, Lord, that you would help his parents have an open heart to the words that come out of his mouth, that they would feel the true intentions, that they would have a deep understanding. And we ask, Lord, right now for wisdom as we stand in agreement with Creed and wanting to make sure that his relationship with his mother and father is that of honor. And we stand in agreement, Father God, with his desire to operate in wisdom on how to be able to walk out that relationship with honor. And so we ask, Lord, right now, as you said in your word in James, Father God, that anyone who lacks wisdom would only need to ask of you, and you would give it to us generously and liberally. And so right now, we ask for that endowment of wisdom in agreement with what Creed is asking for with his parents, and ask, Lord, that you would even edify him in the things in which he should walk in the spirit and not be succumbing to any fleshly desires. We know that our flesh tends to rise up whenever we have something that we don't tend to like or something becomes out of our control. And we know the enemy tries to gain place in those things because he knows that if we don't honor our parents, there is actually a curse that could fall upon us. And so we just speak a blessing right now over Creed and his parents, over their relationship. We speak right now life into that relationship, and we declare and decree that you said in your word, Father God, that their life and death is in the power of our tongue, and they that love it shall eat its fruit. And so we declare life into that relationship with Creed, life into that heart that he is really forming to repair and to restore any brokenness that he may be feeling or maybe has felt even as a child growing up with his parents, that you would just restore the places in his heart that only you know about, Father, and that you would grant him the courage, just as he had to come on today and speak his truth and be transparent about his situation. Grant him the courage to have that same heart as he talks to his parents, as he works through the deep wounds that you have and that only you know about, Father God. And so we thank you, Lord, for this time of intercessory prayer. And we ask that you would just help all of our prayer watchers to be real about the wounds, to be real about the conflict, the division that might be in the relationships with their parents, and to understand and get closer to you, because you are the only perfect parent that we have, Father God. You are the only perfection that we can experience. And so as we draw closer to you, we declare and decree that you said in your word, you would draw closer to us and you would give us the wisdom. You would give us the opportunity to operate in things of the spirit, not be focused on things in this world and things set on the earth, but keep our eyes focused on things above. And so we declare and decree these things in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus, we pray. Amen. So as we are moving forward into this prayer point, as you all have heard today, it really is something that people are struggling with behind the scenes, though. And this is something that I know that I'm working this out at the same time, right? Last week, we talked about this. If you didn't catch our prayer watch last week, we were going in. And for me and my testimony personally, the father and mother wombs are deep, but we talked about last week how there's this expectation of just following what your parents say because of your parents. And as I was talking earlier with our wisdom listeners that joined us as guests, and we shout out to them too for coming on live during our Midnight Prayer Watch pre-recorded session. There is something about just having to sit back and take it because they're your mom or they're your dad. And even if you're a younger child that is still under the roof of your parent, what do you do when you know that they're leading you in a way that is not in alignment with your heavenly father? And that's the thing, is that we have to recognize we're all flesh and that our parents overall are in a position where they should be aligned with our heavenly father. but they are just humans and are fleshly like we are and valuable. And so for us to put them on a pedestal, and people, I'm telling y'all, I know it's not talked about. And I hear stories from friends and family members as well, where it's like, I can't go against my parent, although I know they wrong. I can't go against them, or everything they say is word. And like, I've got them on this pedestal and almost like straight up worshiping them sometimes. Okay, hello, somebody. I might be talking to somebody right now. But you may be worshiping your parents, and that is idolatry, and that is no good. No bueno is what we say here on Midnight Prayer Watch. So tonight we want to get into our leading scripture, which talks about something that I know everybody's heard. Everybody's heard the scripture in Ephesians, and it specifically helps us to realize, like, as we've been talking about, why we need to talk through honoring your mother and your father. We want to make sure that you understand too that there are specific implications of doing that. Our lead scripture for this prayer point for honoring your mother and father, this one's something that Jesus is talking and he is bringing up what was said back in the day with Mosaic law. So starting with the scripture, for God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. So along with honoring our parents, we have to make sure that we understand that there are some consequences to not honor our parents. And that's word, y'all. Like, let's keep this in context, right? It's saying, like, honoring our parents overall is an expectation. But what do you do when your parents have done you dirty? Like, completely. Like, I've heard some things recently where parents are like stealing from their children. What do you do when that happens? And it's like, I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't want to be an advocate to disrespect my parent. But I completely feel you if you're in that space. It's like, I'm not about to be over here capping for my parents after they done me dirty. And in my perspective or my testimony, you know, my parents were, I would say I was a divided household. So as I've said in the past, my father committed suicide over 10 years ago. My birth mother left when I was 2. And can you understand, like, how I have this deep seed pain inside of me? And it's only because of the Lord that I'm in this position today to actually talk about this. So this is why I want to make sure everybody catches this point. And at the end of the day, we have to realize that honoring our parents is an expectation. So it's not that we're saying you've got to honor your parents no matter well, let me say it like this. It's saying in the word, you're honoring your parents. Do we know what honoring really means? And so I went to the Strong's Dictionary for this because we wanted to make sure we understood overall, like, when you're in that space of they did me dirty, what am I supposed to do, Delta? It's like, I don't even talk to them no more. How can I continue to honor them? And in the Strong's Dictionary, it specifically talks about that honoring is a definition that talks about being heavy, being hard, being weighty with something. And that word that they use in Hebrew specifically means to honor them with to enjoy and be made abundant. And so they talk specifically about this, and this is why I was saying, you all, like, we have to really understand and break down, keep ourselves washed in the word, that honoring our parents isn't, I have to go out to dinner with them. That's not being heavy or waiting or being abundant with joy in them. No, that doesn't mean that I have to go to the school that they went to because they want me to go to the school and that's their alma mater. That's not honoring my parent. Okay. Hello, somebody. Is this touching somebody's heart? I feel Holy Spirit moving. that doesn't mean honoring my parent means that whatever they say I gotta jump, I say how high. I know we heard that one before. That's not what that means, y'all. So I'm trying to break this down and get into really washing ourselves in the word. So as you saw, that is something that we have to make sure we keep in mind, because Matthew specifically says, if you don't, you're going to die the death. Nobody wants to receive this curse. So as we talk about, don't want the curse, let's shift into, well, what do you get when you do honor your parents and what the blessing is? And so in Proverbs, we have a scripture that talks about getting to wear an ornament of a grace around your head. So Proverbs 1:8-9, we have a scripture that says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother, for thy shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Proverbs 1:8-9. So, hey, this is completely what we need to make sure that we understand, is that as we are honoring our parents, as we are following their instruction, that we can receive this blessing, an ornament of grace. So we receive grace, and we receive that instruction to help us to get past the things that we may not know. And this is why I was saying earlier that wisdom does come when we ask for it. It's not something that happens because we're old. I don't know how many people. I know it's people out there that have met someone that's older than them, and you're like, how did you not know this? How did you not think that this was happening, right? Or you understand that it's not working out that way. So I think that's something we have to keep in mind overall. And then this one, I think everybody knows this scripture, and this is something that is in Ephesians. This is the one I was referencing earlier. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. So we hear this again, honoring your parents equals wellness. It equals blessing. And thou mayest live long on the earth. So honoring your parents allows you to live a long life. And that is something that is word, like I talk about all the time. We have to understand that we are to follow what the word says, because it is the truth, the only truth that lives and has prevailed. And the Lord has promised all of these things to us in his word, and he's not ever, not never failed on any of these promises. And as we are continuing to walk through these things and really asking Holy Spirit to show us, like, for real, what are the things I'm suffering as a child? And I might be still a young child, or I might be an older child, but what are the things, Holy Spirit, that need to be unearthed in my heart? And that was where I felt last week we had to come back and finish this, is to understand the equation, the if then, if you honor your parent or if you don't honor your parents, here's what happens, because it's such a societal stigma that you just got to do what they say. And that's how we were raised a lot of times in all of our communities, no matter what nationality we're at. It's like, you better not come for me. And no, I birthed you in this world. I'll take you out of the world. I don't know how many times we've heard that. So I really want you to just spend time in prayer, get in your secret place, get in your prayer closet, or go to your parents and just start having the conversation, asking the Lord to guide your tongue, asking the Lord to help you really break down the walls that might be existing there. And as we always say in Midnight Prayer Watch, we want you all to stay washed in the word. So if this is just a little bit of a taste, trust me, we always talk about, we are continuing to chew on a lot of these prayer points together, and we're helping each other stay edified as a community, a body of believers. So I encourage you to get into the word yourself, because we are all working out our salvation with fear and trembling. So get in there, that's when the living word starts to do the work in your heart. And that's when Holy Spirit through Abba is working in and unearthing those things that really need it. And so if anybody else is in this position that's listening in and that is saying, yes, I understand I have some issues with my parents, but I don't know where to go. I don't know what solution to move forward. And I really don't know who this Jesus is that you're talking about tonight. This is the most important part of our Midnight Prayer Watch. We always talk about how this is that decision-making time, that you are in a position today to make a decision for your eternal life. Because although there is that expectation of honoring your parents equals a life that would be well, that you would be well on the earth and you would have a honoring life going forward, we are looking at your eternal life with Abba Father. That's the ultimate goal, is eternity. And so if you're feeling that heart tugging right now, that's for a reason. And maybe this is not the first time you've heard it, but we want to give you an opportunity right now to make that step, take that step, make that decision for your eternal life. And it is so simple. He made it so simple for us to do that by giving us an opportunity to just confess that we are first sinners and that we are in need of a savior. We have salvation through grace, but we have to ask him, receive him into our heart by believing it and speaking it with our mouth, and that we will be saved. So we put on the screen here our salvation prayer, and we just want to recite it with you and allow you to make that decision today, because you never know what can happen the next moment, the next minute, the next day. It's not guaranteed. So much stuff is happening in the world. So we implore you to get right your eternity with him, and he will come in and start doing some heart work, heart searching that you never thought could take place. Transformation is around the corner for you. And so let's say this prayer together, y'all. God, I come to you asking for forgiveness. I confess that I am a sinner in need of a savior. I believe that you sent your son, Yahushua, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, paying the penalty for my sins. And he was raised from the grave and is alive right now and coming again. I confess you as my Lord and personal savior. Jesus, come into my heart and save me now. In your name I pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Yes, you see the confetti. We are rejoicing with whoever. The word says it just takes one person to receive him into their heart and life. Your name is written into the Lamb's Book of Life, and all of heaven is rejoicing right now, okay, on this glorious day. And so we are so excited for you. We encourage you to continue to walk through this path, this decision path that is leading you to eternity, as we talk about working out your salvation with fear and trembling. We want you to understand that it's not easy, and we all need community. We all need to understand that Christ is the head, Jesus, and that we are the body, the limbs. And so we need each other to operate fully in what he has for us. So we invite you to join our MPW, our Midnight Prayer Watcher community, and to just understand that there is a position that we all play to help each other out in this world, in this earth that we are living in. And there are some things that I know people are dealing with. We talked about mother and father wounds today, and we know that a lot of times mother and father wounds can lead to things like depression, anxiety, dealing with rejection, having unhealthy relationships, entertaining negative thoughts, and even taking those thoughts into action. So we at Midnight Prayer Watch are always advocating for freedom. We want you all to stay washed in this word. Always, always, always make sure you are in the word for yourself, because that's where Holy Spirit is moving. So stay up, everybody. Stay alert this season. So much is vying for your attention. So much is asking you to make decisions that don't got nothing to do with your eternity. It's only about the life here on earth, but we are focused on eternal things and not things of this earth. And we ask, Father God, right now that you just help us, Father. I'm inviting him in, y'all. I have a conversation with the Lord all the time, but I'm inviting him in right now to the hearts of those that have been listening in to get in front of him. And he's going to reveal to you, what are these things that are affecting your relationship with your parents? And where do you go from here with trying to restore, trying to repair, and trying to continue to honor your parents, even if there are things that are conflicting with the word. So everybody, stay washed in the word. We'll see y'all next week.